You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? It'll climb the tracks in university. Hey, when it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up climb the tracks in university.
Climb the trash university. $250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. Want more clients, profit, freedom, and impact? Go to paidadplaybook.com.
You're trying to grow your business and add diversity. What you do? Hit up Climb the Tracks in university. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Climb the Tracks in university.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's P-A-I-D ad playbook.com.
So we have the great Carwana here rocking with us real heavy. She's going to be sharing how she actually went from having 50K months to having 50K days. Talk about a lot of cool stuff that she's doing in the government contracting world, how y'all can tap into that, and a lot of other fun stuff. So this is going to be cool. So let's dive in. So Carwana, what's up? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
Of course, I'm amazing. Excited to have you here. So my first question, let's get right into it. So first off, tell everybody who you are in your own words.
All right, cool. So I'm Carwana D. I'm a government contract strategist. Mm-hmm. I help small business entrepreneurs create wealth by teaching them how to get government contracts and land the government as their client. So that's it in a nutshell. I would say that most people don't know that the government is the number one largest purchaser of business products and services in the world. And they're just simply obligated to purchase a certain percentage of all of their spend with small business entrepreneurs, which is the game changer, right? So
I love it. So we're definitely going to get into how they can tap into that. I love it. So let me ask you this. So before the cool thing is like before we connect, because a lot of times when we work with clients, they are sometimes they're in the earlier phases. So they're like just getting started. Or they're doing okay. They may be doing $5,000-$10,000 a month, maybe $20,000 a month, and they're ready to grow and scale. And then sometimes we have clients like yourself who are doing extremely well, who may already be doing $1 million or more a year or whatever the case may be. So let's unpack this a little bit. So I know when we connected, you already had a great business. You're already doing amazing. So let's first dive into how did you get to that point? When did you start your business? Like in terms of teaching people the government contracting side of things?
Yeah, so I actually started that consulting firm in 2017.
In 2017, perfect. So got it. So what made you say, all right, I can start a consulting firm teaching other individuals how to land government contracts?
Well, what made me do it I actually started my original business like over 20 years ago. Okay. And probably about 13 years ago, I actually became a government contractor and it completely changed my business from pretty much making $20,000 a year to learning how to make a lot more money, like six figures, like multiple six figures in business. And so government contracting really allowed me to become a true entrepreneur. And what I did was I just pretty much wanted other people to know because I felt like it was like one of the biggest kept secrets that people don't know. Most people think that it takes 5 years to really build a business. And if you're, make it past 5 years, you're lucky and you have to have startup capital and all those things. But once I started doing government contracting, I discovered that all of that stuff is a lie. Like all of that stuff, none of it is real, right? But you can actually be highly profitable in your first 30, 60, 90 days if you're selling to the right customer, right? And so I was like, why don't we know this stuff? And I have like hundreds of thousands in student loans, going to school for business, getting a degree in business, and not once did they ever teach me about government contracts. So my thing was, what made me decide that I want to teach other people was just discovering that they don't talk about this stuff anywhere. They don't teach you in the schools. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows about it, but yet they have multiple trillions of dollars of spend for small business owners that can literally change a life, right? And mm-hmm. so that's the reason why I decided that I was going to tell everybody about it. And especially for those who are like small businesses, minority businesses, women-owned businesses, the government has a lot of money that they're spending and they're earmarked to spend with you. But if you don't know about it, then you're leaving hundreds of thousands and even millions of dollars on the table. And so that's the reason why I became the coach, to tell everyone how to go after those monies that, you know, that are out there for them.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So now let me ask you this. Okay, got it. So you started a business, and I think the beautiful thing is, like I always tell people, is more money in what you know than what you do. So you got this knowledge about government contracting, and you was like, you know what? I'm gonna take that and I'm gonna package it and start helping other people.
Yes.
So how much was your offer initially when you first started teaching people?
Oh, shoot. When I first started teaching people, it was like $997.
For coaching or for like a course?
For a course.
For a course. Got it. Okay, yes. Perfect. So $997. And then, So that was for a course. And then at what point did you start saying, okay, I'm gonna start actually coaching people?
Yeah. I mean, so the way that I thought a course was set up is you make yourself available. So really the course was, it included my coaching, right? Yeah. And so that was just like my lack of knowledge. But the crazy part about it is, even before I created that program, I used to give people this knowledge for free. Like I used to give it to them for free. And then I started charging $20 a month, right? And then it was one lady that was in a room while I was dropping all these gems about how, you know, the government spent $10 trillion and, you know, 26% was earmarked for small businesses. That's over $2.6 trillion that's on the table. You can go get it and all this stuff. She was like, don't ever stand up here and charge $20 for all that game. So I'm like, oh, people will buy this knowledge. I'm a giver. So I just thought I'm just supposed to share it and, you know, just give me $20. I'm good with that. But I didn't understand the mindset of an entrepreneur and really the value that I was dropping and really what I had. Yeah. And so I thought I was doing something by charging people $9.97. I'm like, oh my God, you know, are they going to buy this? It sounded like a lot, but it's crazy how things like literally changed over the years for me.
For sure. Did you have a mental block when it came to like, okay, let me start charging for this? And if so, how did you overcome that?
Heck yeah, I had a mental block. So my mental block really came from me because I had limitations within myself as an entrepreneur, you know, so I did not understand the value of investing in myself or spending money into my business to learn how to make money, none of that stuff. And so for me, when I thought about $9.97 and charging other people, I was thinking about, from my perspective, people are not going to buy that, or it's too much, or they don't have the money and all that stuff. But the crazy part about it is, after I start showing people what's on the other side of that investment, then people start buying it like crazy. And it was a shock, you know, to me. I was really shocked that I had something that people wanted to buy at that, what I thought was a great level of an investment. But now it's like,
Nice. So you went from $9.97, and then what was the next price point you started charging?
Yeah. So I went from $9.97 mm-hmm. and then I went to $19.97.
Nice.
Right. About 6 months later. A year later after that, I went to $5,000, okay. Right? And I was kind of like in the $5,000, maybe like a year after that, I had a five and a 10, right? Yeah. So, but after joining, of course, Client Attraction University, I'm like $30,000 because I'm showing people how to make millions, right? Yeah. And it's crazy that I used to didn't think people would buy the $9.97, right? Mm-hmm. But it's crazy how the $30,000 fly off the shelf because people understand the ROI, the return on their investment, because they learned something. They learned how to make money, right? And this money, they're going to get a return forever, like infinitely, until they, you know, decide that they want to retire or something like that. But the crazy part about what I do, government contracting, I show people how to go after clients that are basically, they're searching for you. Like they already have money. You don't have to chase them down. You don't have to beg them. And it's like one contract can be worth 10 years of regular revenue. And so just that concept alone, they're like, oh yeah, heck yeah, $30,000. That's nothing. That's all you charge, you know, so.
Hey, what's up, Marquell? Real quick, just wanted to jump in here and ask you a quick question. Hopefully you're enjoying the show, by the way. However, I wanted to ask you, are you inside of our private Facebook group yet? We have a really cool Facebook group called Get Clients Daily. Every single week, I do live training inside the group, live marketing reviews, free coaching, lots of exclusive content that we don't post anywhere else, and you can join the group for 100% free. All you got to do right now is go to GetClientsDailyGroup.com. That's GetClientsDailyGroup.com. Go join the group right now and let's jump back into the show. I love it. I love it. Now, I want to dig into that for a second. So you said 97 to 1997 to 5,000. 5,000, you had a 5,000 and a 10,000, and then start working with us, and then you had a 30,000. So it's like, I know some people are like, huh? So what were the mental hacks or tweaks, or what gave you the courage, right, to say, okay, you know what? I'm gonna start charging 5,000. And then that made you say, okay, and you kind of hit on it, but I want to just dig back for a second because I don't want to go people head because you were saying, and I think the biggest thing you said is like, it's 30,000 and they flying off the shelves.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, I don't want this to go over their head, but what would you say? Because you mentioned that it was an internal block in you. What would you say in you that changed at each level that made you go from 2,000, 5,000, 5,000, 10,000, 10,000, to 30,000? Or was it just you realizing the value more and more? What would you say it was?
It was definitely both and more. I actually started investing in me, in personal, professional development, learning more about who I was and showing up for myself. And that helped me to kind of remove some of the blockages that I had, right, coming mm-hmm. along. So I actually started investing more and more into programs that's going to help me learn how to be a better version of myself. And I'm like, okay, well, I feel like the person that can do it can ask for it, right? And so it wasn't until I started investing into the $30,000 programs or $10,000, $20,000 programs that I felt like I was worthy to ask somebody else to do it too, right? So that was one of the things, just really growing. But also over the years, after my clients started getting like $1 million contracts within 5 weeks, 90 days, and like breaking records, I'm like, this is crazy. Like, I no longer want to undervalue myself, right? Mm-hmm. And even at the $30,000, you know, dollar mark, I'm like, this is y'all getting a steal because you're going to learn how to make $1 million easy. Like at minimum, every entrepreneur could easily make $1 million if you're selling to the right customer. So you're going to know how to do that. And I think that's worth at least 10%, right? 100,000. But where I am right now is like, okay, I'm here because I want to try to meet people where they are. However, it's going to go up, right? So because 100%. I know what I have. So I'm more confident of what I can help people basically achieve with what I do, but also I'm more confident in myself and what I deliver, you know, as an entrepreneur. Yeah.
I love it. So, all right. So I know you mentioned that you had, at first you didn't really see the value in investing into yourself. And then you start buying the $10,000 programs, $30,000 programs and so forth. What made that switch go off? Because I know for me, when I first got introduced to all this education stuff and like courses and things of that nature, it was like all brand new to me. So I was like, I don't know what this is. So what made you actually, was you nervous or kind of fearful about it? Or were you like, you know, this totally makes sense?
I was a little nervous about it, right? But it's one quote, I think it's by Les Brown. He said, in order to have something you never had, you have to be willing to do something you've never done before, right? Mm-hmm. And so for me, I started listening to like other successful thought leaders and thinking about like, how are they thinking? I wanted to get out of my own head and start figuring out, what are people who are successful? How do they think? Like, what are they doing with their money? Are they investing or are they just spending frivolously like I'm doing, right? And so I remember when I used to go to business networking shows because I thought that you got to show up to all these networking events to meet people, to really grow a business. I thought all that stuff was real. And then at those vendor shows, they used to have like these booths where MailChimp would be there and like all these vendors who are like, buy this is going to help you grow your business. And I used to think that Well, if I just do it myself, I can manually send out emails. I just do it on my own and save that money, right? But what I didn't realize that by doing that, I was holding myself back. I really wasn't saving money. I was losing money. And it wasn't, so that was like the first tweak for me. So yeah. I actually made the decision to try one of those.
So let's pause right there. Don't forget that thought though. Okay. Don't forget that thought. But how did you have that tweak? Like, how did you realize, how did you go from, oh, I can just send out emails on my own to this is actually costing me money. Like, how did you have that shit? That's huge. So, how did you have that?
Because I was spending so much time at my desk, staying busy and not making money. So I was just like, I need to learn how to leverage tools, right? So that was the tweak for me.
Got it.
And it's crazy because once I invested in that tool, right, as minimum of at $30 a month.
Yeah.
It actually was like printing money on demand, right? So by actually leveraging a tool like that, I saw hundreds of thousands of dollars start to come in. And I'm just like, wow, if it works on a $20 level, just imagine if it'll work on a $2,000 level or if it work on a $10,000 level, right? All I got to do is do the work. And so that's when I learned that no matter what the level of investment is, if you take action, you're going to guarantee get the results, right? Because most people are like, they're fearful that, oh, what if it don't work for me? Like, their fear is the false evidence appearing real. All these things become, you know, start going through your mind. Like, what if it don't work for me? And I spent all this money, but that's the wrong thought to have, right? What if it do work, right? And the crazy part about it is if you do the work, it will work, right? And I'm not saying it's going to work 100%. Right off the bat, but you have to learn from your mistakes, fail forward, all those different things. And so it began to work for me. And so the first investment level, it was like $2,000. And I was like, if I do the work, I'm going to at least make that back. Right. Yeah. But I end up making like $15,000 from that $2,000 investment. I'm like, okay, well, the principle that I'm learning is give and it shall be given unto you. Press down, shake it together, run it over. Right. It's like giving is the way to receiving. And so I became a seeder, basically. I start seeding into myself because I knew the harvest will come. And so those are the same principles that I try to share with, you know, people, the clients that I work with. You have to get past the, if I save this little right here, then I'm going to save it up and then be able to do it. Nah, you have to give. You have to seed into what you believe and then do the work. And I guarantee you're going to make so much money or abundance is going to flow. Whatever it is that you're seeding into, you're going to reap the results, right? As long as you do the work.
I love it. First of all, I want to recap because I hope this ain't going to cost you. So I want to give y'all some immediate takeaways, right? Immediate takeaways. Number one is more money in what you know than what you do. The knowledge that you have, your past experiences can be packaged up and people are charged a premium. People will pay you premium prices for it. That's the first immediate takeaway I hope you got from this. Number two, what you charge is only limited by you, right? Because Carwana said I charged $997, then I went to $1,997, then I went to $5,000 and $10,000 and $30,000. And even at $30,000, they were flying off of the shelf. So what you charge is only limited by you. Now, if you have a challenge charging premium prices, Carwana gave you the hack to really break through your limitation on what you should be charging. Go invest premium prices into yourself. So if you want to charge $10,000, go invest $10,000 in yourself. Going to join a program where you invest $10,000. You want $5,000. And then she talked about seeding. Most people are like holding their seed, but they're expecting the harvest. So they're like, I want to join this program. I want to work with Carwana and I want to learn, you know, how to get government contractors. But she said it's $30,000. I mean, I got it, but I just want to hold on to it because it looked better in my account. Versus saying I can seed this $30,000 and learn how to make millions a year every year from the government. These people got the money. She's going to show me how to get to the money. But we're so busy hoarding the seed, right, that we don't sow the seed. So it's so many gems that she's dropping. So hopefully y'all are getting this. So here's my question. So obviously, Carwana, when you came to us, you were doing amazing, right? And I was impressed when we connected and mom, you know, husband, the whole nine yards, and you were still doing your thing. And I was super impressed. And now my question is, what actually shifted? Because you was already doing great. And then we started working together and then things even took off even more. What would you say were some of the things, some of the takeaways that you got from working with us that you implemented that took things to the next level, specifically in your business, that you could share with others?
Yeah. But first, I want to say that when I actually started working with you all, I had just literally dropped the baby, like, weeks into this thing. Like, I'm just like, ain't no stopping me, right? Yep. So it's just like, if you're a mompreneur or you have other things going on in your life, like, you eliminate excuses. That's the only way to really win, right? I'm like, hey, I'm going to strap this baby on and we're about to be traveling. We're about to make this money, right? Mm-hmm. So for me, when I actually started working with you all, I was stuck between $40,000, maybe $60,000 months, right? I was kind of stuck.
Yeah.
But for most of you, you'd be like, stuck? What do you mean? That's crazy. But even at one point, I never even thought that it was a possibility to be doing $50,000, $60,000 a month. That's just like, that's crazy, right? But it's crazy how knowledge is like, I don't know. They say what? Knowledge is the key, or, you know, knowledge is definitely, it really is the key, right? Mm-hmm. You can definitely create, you know, a lot of traction, create legacy and all those different things by packaging up your knowledge. And so, but I was stuck because, of course, I had learned how to make these amazing offers and help people, you know, get results, you know, the results that I was promising. But I was stuck because it was like the operations, like in business, there's levels to the game, right?
Yeah.
Right? And this is what I'm learning, even just being a part of your community, is like, there's even more levels, right? Yeah. But once you start growing, of course, in order to scale, you have to have all these systems in place. You have to begin to remove yourself. You have to begin to, you know, hire other people and leverage their time and all these different things that I was actually missing. So it wasn't until I actually plugged into Client Attraction University, had that education, had that support, began to build out my systems, began to track my numbers to have predictable income, that literally I went from $50,000 months to actually having $50,000 days. And even beyond that, right? I've actually had $150,000 day, like, right, since we last talked. And right, then just this past month, I had a $250,000 day, right?
Hey.
And so, and it is crazy because I thought I think I seen one of your emails that said it is easier to make $100,000 in a day than it is to make $100,000 in a year. And it's right. All this stuff, the limitations that we put on ourselves is limitations literally that we put on ourselves. The sky is the limit. And so, but what I would say is, if you don't understand, like, really the backbone of business and how to scale and how to release or to remove all the things that's holding you back from scaling from 50,000, 30,000, wherever you are, to reaching, you can live, like, my goal in the next 6 months is to have $1 million day. And because of the systems that you helped me to set up, to track, and to understand the numbers, I know exactly what I need to do to get there. And it's not hard. It's not difficult. So I know my $1 million day is like right around the corner. It's going to happen quicker, a lot faster than 6 months, but I give myself that 6 months grace period, right? Because I know if I can do it once, if I can have $1 million day, I know I can have a $2 million day. In fact, it's easier to make a $10 million day than it will be to make a $1 million day. So anyway, so that's my goal. But yeah, those are some of the things that that I've learned, of course, just plugging into Client Attraction University, being a part of Seven Figure Society and learning all of these other concepts. And then just like knowing even with that, there's even a whole nother level that I'm excited to start learning from you all.
I love it. Somebody extra IG. What's your IG, Carwana?
What is my ID? Carwana D Speaks. So it's
At Carwana D Speaks. So it's at, let me type it in the engine, IG, so y'all can see it. So at Carwana D Speaks. Any closing remarks for the good people, Carwana?
Yes, I definitely want to say if you're looking to take your business to the next level and learn how to make DeLand the number one customer that you can ever acquire in the world, like they're a premium buyer. You definitely want to learn what it is that you need to do, how you need to show up as a business. And we're helping you do that in our 5-day challenge. So be sure to go to govconchallenge.com for that. But also I want to say for those who are joining Client Attraction University, if you're not a part of that, you're missing out on the system, like exactly what you need to do to take your knowledge, your experience. And I say everybody has experience. If you survive something, that's your experience. Somebody else needs to know how you did it. That's a course. It's a coaching program. You can help somebody do it and you can actually make millions in the process. And so plug into Client Attraction University. This guy, Marquell Russell, he doesn't leave any stones unturned. And you have to be willing to show up for yourself and take action and definitely We are all here to help you take your business to the next level. So
thank you so much for checking out this episode. Have a phenomenal day because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.